Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Williams. Today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 3 with verses 12, 13, and 14 today. It is not that I have already taken hold of it or have already attained perfect maturity, but I continue my pursuit in hope that I might possess it, since I have indeed been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I for my part do not consider myself to have taken possession. Just one thing, forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead. I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. A wee bit of Irish beginning today, thinking of the prayers of St. Patrick, who is in a green clover, acknowledged Jesus and everything his life would represent, never giving in to the world. Look up his sermon on three-leaf clover, representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Wear green or get a pinch from someone in the world. When do you stop pursuing heaven and taking account for every situation in Christ? Paul admitted he had not taken possession of maturity perfect in Christ, stating he understood that it was a never-ending life of righteousness, seeking not the will of our own desires, but that of living redeemed in Christ Jesus. This, my friends, is forever. Once you make the decision to honor Him in all things, then you have made an internal choice to serve the Lord and not the world, seeking the will of the Father by our practice, prayer, and proclamation of living God first for Jesus. Hey, that's my email, godfirstforjesus@gmail.com. Christ cool, huh? We must always remember to constantly live our pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. We who believe see miracles by knowing Him in love, faith, and hope of His mercy, shared, not hidden, where our constant communion is that of our life's plan to give Jesus to those who need Him most. The amazing aspect of this surrender is you never know who needs His help until God directs your path in His Son to accomplish all with His mercy. Then you begin to find them, the lost, the lonely, and the languished, hungry, thirsty, and in need. Please remember, this need is constant, just as Jesus is in you. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. Lord, we continue to pray for those who are in the Lenten practice of giving more than they normally would give, of praying more than they normally would pray, and seeking the Lord in everything, in every aspect that they accomplish in life. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for, and we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for those who pray for no one in the silence of their own hearts. We pray for Your intentions today. May the Lord hear them. As we pray for the country of Ukraine and the peace that is needed there, Lord, we ask that You accomplish all the things needed for those who are asking for prayers there. Prayers for miracles when food is not readily available. Prayers for medicine when medicine is needed. Prayers for shelling to stop or the ammunition to stop exploding. Lord, we pray that your power and your hand can do all things and stop those who hurt people unnecessarily. As we pray for all of this and our Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Philippians 3. We're in verses 12 through 14. We're going to be wrapping up Philippians here pretty soon. This probably within the next 3 or 4 days. And moving on to another book in the New Testament. We're trying to finish up the New Testament's poetry before the Lord takes our last breath. Amen. But today is with Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. It's a one-stanza poem. It's titled, Christ Pursuit Constant. I think everyone would agree. Maturity perfect in Christ, pursuit constant. Possess Christ, perfection living as his conscience. Possession take, forward straining, ahead, we want it. Jesus Christ calling, upward, God's prize, never cautious. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm recording this morning at 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're standing next to somebody who's not wearing green right now, reach out and give them a pinch. I'm pinching my good friend John right now as he reaches over and pinches his wife, Marie. Gotcha. I'm sure he rose to have his coffee without any green on, unless he put his combat boots on. Well, our good friends John and Marie, we know that they're in prayer today, as they are each and every day. Our friends in Christ pursue Jesus, amen, and we love them, each and every one. Such an amazing feeling to know that you have friends in the name of Jesus. And we ask you that you call on them, guide them and direct them, live with them in their practice, prayer, and proclamation of sharing the name of Jesus. And as we close today at 8:44 with an angelic surrounding in the name of Jesus, happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, St. Patrick, for all that you did in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.